Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm Katie of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
That I'm what?
That you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is this Robert Medler?
Yes.
Thank you. I want to thank you and appreciate your help with this survey. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place where you can talk safely?
I am.
Thank you so much. And now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
What's that?
In what year were you born?
1941.
Okay, thank you. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay, thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Would you say Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
None of those.
Okay, thank you. Could you specify if other race?
Pardon?
Could you please specify what other race you are?
White.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school? Would you say some grade school, grades 1 to 8, 9 to 11 high school, graduated
junior college. Okay. Junior college.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable.
Go ahead.
Yes. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Okay?
All right.
Okay, so the first one is David Valadeo. Would you say favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Rudy Salas?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. First one would be protecting democracy, border security, abortion, taxes, Social Security and Medicare, inflation or the cost of living, the cost of a mortgage or rent, healthcare, or none of these?
Social Security.
Okay. Do you have another one?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, Please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
Senate.
Would you say that you would be interested in the elections, not at all interested, or very interested, or anything in between? From 1 to 10?
Very interested.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Lynn Trump, Joe Biden, Lynn Biden, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Lynn Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, or Lynn Stein?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Lynn Trump, Kamala Harris, or Lynn Harris?
I wouldn't vote for any of them.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, Lynn Garvey, Adam Schiff, or Lynn Schiff, or some other candidate?
Adam. What's the last name? Adam?
Uh-huh. Adam Schiff?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Okay, thank you. Would you say definitely Salas or probably is Salas?
Definitely Salas.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. So the first one is, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agriculture research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities.
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. American family budgets are being crushed by a staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basic like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
No difference.
Okay, thank you. David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
No difference.
Okay, thank you. David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
No difference.
Thank you. David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of homeownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
No difference.
Thank you. And lastly, David Baladeo has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Baladeo has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and support for military members buying a home.
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Baladeo?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Baladeo, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Okay, thank you. Would you say definitely Salas or probably Salas?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Thinking about something else, from which one of two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? I have options as YouTube, Snapchat, digital websites, Facebook, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC.
National network news.
Okay, thank you. Is that the only options, or do you use another one like Google, newspapers, cable news? Okay.
None of the others, only that.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes the way that you view television programming? Only use cable, only use satellite, only use streaming like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Both cable or satellite and online streaming, or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
Cable.
Okay, thank you. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Really a moderate.
Moderate, okay, thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or where to go?
Middle class.
Okay, thank you. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.